Hello everyone, I'm going to start this episode with Pray for Palestine. Right now there's a ceasefire going on and we're glad at that fact. Thank you Egypt for this ceasefire. But lives have already been lost, homes have already been destroyed, kids have already been killed, and it's heartbreaking, it's sad. My prayer is still with them and I hope for the good of everyone, things are resolved as soon as possible. And also pray for India, because India right now is going through a very tough time with the pandemic, with the coronavirus. I was listening to the news just this morning and I heard over 300,000 people have already lost their lives, which is quite a large number, and it's alarming, it's sad. And I know the UN, the World Health Organization, are actually doing all their possible best to actually create more facilities for hospitals so they can accommodate more patients. And I hope they keep doing that. And I hope they do more, because 300,000 people is quite a huge number. And it's not like the virus is slowing down there, it's still spreading. So they have to do more. So my prayers are with these two nations and I pray things get better soon. So I'm recording this episode Monday 24th May 2021, which is a day before AU Day. So AU Day is tomorrow and I'm going to release this episode tomorrow. And AU Day, yes, African Union Day. If you have actually listened to my podcast from the onset, you'll notice my podcast or topics we talk about, even though there are regular issues going on or regular stuff going on or people talking about their businesses and stuff, we highlight mostly on Africans, because I'm an African and I feel like Africans need to be talked about. So days like this or events like this will definitely be talked about, you get. So we have to talk about African Union Day, which is tomorrow. And yeah, so African Union Day is usually celebrated every single year in most nations, and I'm sure all nations in Africa, because yeah. And yeah, in Ghana it's usually a public holiday, but I don't know if tomorrow is going to be a public holiday. I haven't heard anything in the news, but yeah, if it's a public holiday or not, I hope the spirit of the celebration, of the spirit while we're actually celebrating African Union Day or AU Day, is actually lived up to, you get what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it was formerly known as African Freedom Day and African Liberation Day. So this thing, it happened when it's just like a commemoration of the African Unity, like Organization of African Unity. So it started first in, like I said, May 25th, 1963. So since then, it has actually been celebrated yearly and every single year, and with a good motive behind it, like, yeah, let's push Africa, let's promote unity in Africa, let's bring Africa together as one, just for the growth of the whole continent, which is good. And yeah, which is what we keep fighting for every time, because once a one Africa, one united Africa, where our resources are shared amongst us, and we become self-reliant on ourselves, you get, one big continent, self-reliant on yourself, not on Europeans or on Asians, or you get, or Americans. So this is like always a nice step. Yeah, but initially it wasn't known as African Union Day, like I said, formerly known as African Freedom Day and African Day. But July 9, 2002, in Durban, South Africa, it was transformed into African Union. So, and it continues to be celebrated on the 25th of May. What's up with me and 21st of May? Why? 21st of May, why? What's so special about 21st of May? So yeah, on the 25th of May, it's been celebrated in most or all countries in Africa and even around the world, because we have other countries, or especially our colonial masters and stuff like that, also wanting to be part of the African story, which they're actually a part of, and using this opportunity to celebrate the continent and promote, like I said, unity, peace, and the like, stuff like that. So the theme for this year is actually something that wants me talking or gets me talking, and I feel like I'm talking because of mainly because of the theme, besides the fact I'm talking about African Union Day and I'm an African and I have to talk about African stuff. Yeah, but the theme is also quite something. I'll be like, okay, I want to see what we talk about. I want to see what this entails, you get? Because the theme is art, culture, and heritage. Levers for building the Africa we want. You see? So that's like, okay, the Africa we want. These are things we need to actually build the Africa we want. And I feel when you look at this, particular things in respect, they mention the art, the culture, and the heritage. I want to start with art, and if you listen to my previous episode, I had an African episode, Africa with Day, or to be an African episode, and I made reference to the fact of how I felt like an African, what my African dream was, and the fact I still believe in it. I still believe in the African dream, and I still believe in Africa. But in every single conversation I've made, you've actually seen, I've always made reference to the creative industry in Africa, to the arts industry in Africa. And I feel like the arts industry in Africa could be better than it is right now, because we have like surplus talents. Like we have like great, great minds, great talents in Africa doing various creative things that could actually be brought more into the light, that are actually not being given the limelight they require. And we also have people like trying to push the African arts industry that I feel like they are probably not giving that much recognition. And that's like bad. We should be doing better than we are right now. So if they are trying to be like, okay, let's move the African arts industry and let's just look for a way to move the African arts industry a step higher, it's great. And besides the arts industry, which could be like normal, from paintings to musicians to people in textile industries and stuff like that, going into the textile industry, we all know how we felt, like when I mean we all, I meant Africans, felt when the Black Panther movie came out and we saw some of the African prints, the kente and stuff like that. We're actually proud of the fact that the world was actually seeing the African culture, the African tradition, the African textile, to see what Africa really entails besides just the normal racist chants going on about. And I don't want to go more into those negative parts, but I'm saying we also how Africans were proud, and we were actually proud at the fact that we're like, yeah, and we could actually raise our shoulders and be, yeah, I'm African, you get, we did this, like, this is a big win to the Black industry, this is a big win to the African industry too. We have a lot of people like right now that are actually doing a lot in that aspect, that actually not getting recognition, like I said. I'm just going to mention Chrisa Amor and Alice Asafu. We have these two people trying to bring the light in terms of our textile industry and to the world, like not just more like Africa yet, like showing it to the world. And presently they have a certain program going on, a certain movement going on right now, Amplify Ghana. So the whole idea behind Amplify Ghana, according to them, is just to like, the name speaks volume, right? So they are amplifying Ghana. And I visited their website and I'm going to just read a few of what they said. So our response to the exhibition theme of resonance is titled Amplify. Our collaboration explores the conversation between Ghana and two of its former colonial rulers, Britain and Denmark. Over four centuries, a site-specific concept, the architecture and the 450 years history of Somerset House provide the perfect foil for this project. It is an exploration of what might have been had the relationship between Ghana and its former colonizers been fair and mutually beneficial, contracted with the reality of privilege and exploration. The exhibits will explore and manipulate material, space, light and texture. Amplify will suggest an equilibrium of environmental and cultural sensitivity that resonates with the 21st century. Amplify will demonstrate the power of creative thinking to bring about social change and trigger cultural debate. So if you could see the outline, you see it's really packed. They are trying to like bring about a connection between our colonial masters and our present day 21st century Ghanaian, and just to like say, they are saying if this is what was going to happen, if then the partnership or the thing was mutual, it wasn't just one side gaining from the rest. Because right now, I'm going to say it, if you go to the British museums, if you go to the American museums or stuff like that, you could see the arts they have. These arts they have are like African piece, like African art from the motherland, from African nations, and they are being exhibited in these countries. And over here in Africa, or over here, our museums are not actually having these items that you have to actually portray to we the Africans to see. So there's like a gap between what we have and what is ours for it to be shown to we, and what is ours and it's being shown to them. You get? So it should actually be more like a 50-50, if not 100%, because what is ours should be ours. And what is ours, if you want to share it, we could actually give you the opportunity to share it, but not just you taking what is ours and claiming it as yours. So I feel like these two great and powerful minds are actually doing a lot to actually even not just Africa, not just Ghana, but to like put Africa in the map in terms of this creative art thing, this texture, in terms of art.
Because Krisa Amoah has
the African design, African by design, and which is actually giving opportunity to have interior decoration with African prints and stuff like that, giving opportunities for African designers to actually work with her and actually showcase their talent to the world in general. So I feel those people are like doing big things to actually push Africa higher, and I hope they actually get the limelight, they actually get the recognition, and we actually push them. So when we move to like the culture, and I've always said it, and I said it in one of my previous episodes, if you haven't listened, so check it. And I said our culture is our way of life in To Be Africa. Our culture is our way of life. And I made reference to the fact we're religious and stuff like that. And I said our culture is our way of life. And African culture is the way of life. The way we dress, the things we eat, the things we believe in, these things make us who we are. And these things are the reason why we are who we are. So if we lose these things, we are losing part of ourselves. Not too long ago, I saw a video of a certain lady on Twitter, and she was saying something like she grew up in a white home, and at a certain point she didn't know what being African entails. She didn't know how to, or what being black entails. She didn't eat with her hands. She didn't do some stuff. And I listened to it and I was like, don't be a prick. Because being African or being black is actually meant to be an identity. So we are not talking about the culture. Probably you don't know the African culture because you actually lived in the US or in the UK. Because we have Africans living in the US and the UK. They don't know the African culture. They don't actually know the way of life in Africa. They don't know how some things are done in Africa. They don't know how like the Yoruba culture. They don't know sometimes when you see an elderly person, you prostrate to greet the person. They don't know these basic things. But that doesn't make them not Africans, or that doesn't remove the identity to be referred to as an African from them. they are Africans, but they actually don't like know this culture. So when she said something, I was like, girl, you're just being a prick, and you're just looking, trying to deny who you are, because it's an identity. You are an African, even though you actually don't know the culture of it. You are one. And I hope for some reason, I don't know, she gets the message and she's been communicated to in a certain way and made to understand some certain things. So the last point made reference to the fact heritage, because that I'm just going through the team and I'm trying to pick out why, and they feel like these are attributes we need to actually build the nation. I am also of the view that yes, we actually need these things to actually build a nation, and our heritage, which is more like our tradition, and our language. These are things that actually make us who we are, and these are things that make us Africans. I can speak Yoruba, I can speak Chi, I can speak Ever, I can speak Hausa, I can speak Igbo. These things, besides being colonized and being and speaking the languages of our colonial masters, these things are actually our heritage, and these things actually, yeah. And I, when I say this, I make reference to the fact to be African episode, and I said African musicians especially have actually found a way of communicating to the world without compromising on their language, because that's our heritage. I can speak Chi, I can speak Ever, like I said, I can speak Yoruba. This is my heritage. This is like part of me, and I can communicate with you in that way. And if you understand, fine. If you don't understand, obviously we can look for another means for us to actually communicate. But this is part of me, and you can't tell me to lose a part of me just to please a certain large crowd. So when people bring up stuff like you should sing more in English or something like that, I'm of the view that nah, we shouldn't speak more in English if you can actually speak more in English. Like, be who you think, be your best version. That's it. Be your best version. If you think speaking the local language makes me my best version, all right. If it doesn't, it's up to you. Just be your best version. Yeah. And I feel these three attributes could actually truly, truly build Africa, and to actually unite us and to actually take Africa to the next step, if we actually do push these things and we actually focus on these things, we actually, yes, make sure we actually invest in this thing, because especially our creative arts industries, we need to invest in this. We have a lot of creative people that actually need the help to actually go to the next level. They have a lot of talent, they have a lot of ideas, and they want to share it to the world. And yeah, and we need to also invest in our movies. Like our movies are actually meant to tell, to give let's say the world a view of what it is to be an African, because you learn a lot from watching movies. You get, like, movies are actually meant to portray things going on around. Like, we have movies that are true life stories, and we have fictions and stuff like that. You get, but most of our movies are actually to reflect what it is we want to show. And if our movies have not of the best qualities, not in terms of the scripts can actually be improved. We can actually improve our scripts writing and stuff like that. But if the production and the all the logistics behind that are actually not at the best levels, these industries will actually struggle. This industry will crumble. Our arts industry, our painters, we have, I don't know, if you go to Charlie Watte, for those of you that don't know, is actually a street arts carnival that happens here in Ghana. And because of the pandemic, we haven't had one, I think, last year, and probably maybe this year too. But last year there was not, we didn't have one. But it's like a street art carnival in which we have people of the creative mind demonstrating their creative abilities, demonstrating their creative parts. Trust me, when you go to this event, you actually know that, yes, you actually see the talents we have in our industry, and you'll be like, nah, this is a continent so talented. This is a continent that should actually be like the number one in terms of creative arts, but we're actually not there. Like, yeah, for all we know, modern day civilization started in Egypt. Yeah. And right now, we are meant to be like the focal point in terms of these things, but we are actually a little bit behind. But I hope with stuff like this, we can actually go back to where we are meant to be, because I don't think we have ever been there, but go back to where we are originally meant to be, because yeah, we have that much talent. Ending this whole episode, I would just like to mention some few facts. We are supposed to know that art is relative. What you don't like or what to you is not pleasing could be pleasing to others. And yeah, our culture is diverse and our culture is our way of life. For those that actually haven't been to Africa before, I would actually advise you to visit Africa. Visit Africa, tour Africa. Africa is a beautiful continent. We don't live on trees. I always have to make mention to this. We don't live on trees. So enough of the lies most of some people spread. And Africa is a place you should actually visit. Yeah, I'm actually amplifying Africa right now. So yeah. So thank you for tuning to this episode. African Union Day. Africa to the world. Africa is the future. Thank you.